Welcome to the Guaranteed Foods postgame show with Josh Fournier.
Another incredible grab from Bobby Witt Jr. He defies gravity.
Guaranteed Foods has been helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or start eating right at GuaranteedFoods.com.
Deep to right and long gone. Jack Caglione, a two-run bomb.
This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5, The Fan. Here's Josh Fournier.
Yeah, all right. Good evening. Royals win. They take the opener in Anaheim by a final score of 7-6. A back-and-forth game ends well as the boys pick up win number 50 on the season. Now, 50 wins here this point of the season is no reason for celebration, of course, but Royals fans certainly were rewarded for sticking it out tonight. Not only rewarded with a win, but rewarded with reasons for being optimistic. Rewarded with reasons for excitement in the 2027 season. The bullpen flashing some stuff, some swing and miss stuff, the type of swing and miss stuff that has been absent for most of the season. We got to talk about Nate Pearson and Steven Cruz, what they did in their innings of relief. But of course, the main reason for optimism, the main reason for excitement for 2027 coming out of tonight's victory is, without question, Jack Caglione. The 23-year-old is once again our Guaranteed Foods player of the game. Cags 3-for-4 with a career-high 5 RBIs as he almost single-handedly beats the Angels in their house in the opener of this three-game series. Jack Caglione, our Guaranteed Foods player of the game. I have a question for you as it pertains to the duo that is Jack and Bob. I'll get to that coming up in just a moment, but the phone lines are, of course, open for you. 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. That's our text line number as well. 913-586-7965 if you want to discuss this Royals victory tonight. I mentioned Nate Pearson, the big right-hander with electric stuff. Tonight he touches 101 in a 1-2-3 eighth inning. Not only showcasing triple-digit heat, but putting Vaughn Grissom away with a nasty curveball and getting Josh Lowe to swing through a slider. So you saw all the reasons why so many teams have believed in Nate Pearson in the past. And you saw tonight the reason why you and I will believe in Nate Pearson down the stretch, and hopefully he can give us reasons to believe in him going into next season. Hopefully he can finish this season strong. Nice start in Royal Blue. Pearson, since joining the Royals, 8 strikeouts in 7 2/3 scoreless innings of work. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jay's Southland Tow. So Pearson puts up a 0 in the 8th, and then Steven Cruz, who has been studly really since the calendar flipped to June, Cruz puts up a 0 in the 9th inning, capped by that 27th out, getting Mike Trout to stare at, admittedly, what should have been ball 2. But because the Angels wasted their challenges earlier in the game, and the Royals, Isaac Collins, wasted a challenge tonight. But it didn't come back to bite the Royals. Wasting your challenges certainly came back to bite Mike Trout and the Angels. But Steven Cruz, the beneficiary of that, he picks up his 4th save of the season. Again, the phone number, 913-586-7965. Jack Caglione, our Guaranteed Foods player of the game. Cags, you'll remember, in the month of June, was one of the 10 best hitters in Major League Baseball. Then in July, sure, his numbers dipped slightly, but he still put together a 10-game hitting streak, the longest of his big league career. And now here in the month of August, he's doing both of those things. He has a new career-high 12-game hitting streak, and he's also slugging the ball as if he is one of the 10 best pure hitters in Major League Baseball. Quick shout out to Bobby Witt Jr., Michael Massey also with big nights tonight. I mean, Michael Massey, you can make a case that tonight offensively, at least with the bat, maybe not so much his legs, but with the bat, Michael Massey with his best night of the season. Three hits, including a home run. He drives in what turns out to be the game-winning run in the seventh inning. I mean, Michael Massey can make a pretty strong case to be the guaranteed Foods player of the game. So can Nate Pearson. So can Steven Cruz. But yeah, ultimately, it goes to Jack Caglione. And my question for you as it pertains to Cags is, this duo that we're watching right now, the 23-year-old Jack Caglione, the 26-year-old Bobby Witt Jr., even utilizing the benefit of hindsight, okay? I'm not even saying put yourself in the shoes of a baseball analyst in 1976 saying, okay, George Brett's going to be. Use the benefit of hindsight. What duo in Royals history would you swap out right now? You can take your pick from the very beginning in 1969 up until right now. I present to you Bobby Witt Jr. and Jack Caglione. You can take them out of the lineup and replace them with any duo in Royals franchise history. Like guys that played together. Bo Jackson and George Brett. Huh? Amos Otis and George Brett. Carlos Beltran and Mike Sweeney. Knowing what you know, understanding that George is, you know, one of the three greatest third basemen of all time. Take your pick of any duo in franchise history. Would, who, where are you going? Who are you trading out? Yeah, I feel comfortable asking that question because I think you'll be in awe of how few duos in franchise history even cross your mind as worth making that deal. Watching something special here. Bobby Witt Jr. tonight with the legs, with the glove, with the bat. Jack Caglione tonight with the bat, with the glove. We've seen the legs on this road trip. You know, it's not just slug with these two. It's a well-rounded five-tool superstar ability that they both bring on a nightly basis. I understand this team still sits 23 games below 500, but tonight, I don't know if we're going to see it again this weekend. I don't know when we see it again, but tonight, reasons for excitement in 2027. That's how I see it. How about you? Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7965. Royals take the opener in Anaheim. 7-6, the final score. We'll get to your phone calls right after this.
You're listening to the Guaranteed Foods postgame show with Josh Fernier. Guaranteed Foods has been helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or start eating right at GuaranteedFoods.com. 96.5, The Fan.
I know you enjoyed this win, and you know what? Since we're in the mood to enjoy, how fortunate we are to be here in Kansas City following a team like this, getting ready for the football season. Man, another reason to enjoy, being grateful to be here in Kansas City, is Guaranteed Foods. Because you can start not only enjoying baseball, football, enjoy your weekends, period. Lock in on those baseball games. Lock in on those upcoming football games. Forget about the grocery store runs that became a part of your weekend routine. Yeah, no longer with Guaranteed Foods, because the all-natural products from Guaranteed Foods are going to be delivered right to your home and stored away. We're talking about poultry, we're talking steak, we're talking seafood, we're talking hamburger, vegetables, and only the best. So if your household qualifies, head online right now. Go to GuaranteedFoods.com, schedule your one-on-one consultation, and if you qualify and decide to give them a try, you'll receive an additional 10% off your first two food supplies. So go check it out right now.
888-500-GUARANTEED-FOODS
or GuaranteedFoods.com.
Now batting for stress-free summer travel, Park & Go. Summer vacation season is heating up, and Park & Go is the all-star of airport parking. With 100% covered parking, your car stays cool, shaded, and protected while you're enjoying your summer trip. And here comes the Grand Slam service. Their free shuttle pulls right up to your trunk, helps with your bags, and gets you to the terminal fast. No strikeouts, no stress. Just family-owned service and the best deal on airport parking. Reserve your spot today at bookparkandgo.com. It's Park & Go.
Welcome back to the Guaranteed Foods postgame show. Start eating right at GuaranteedFoods.com. This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5, The Fan.
The 1-1. Hit high in the air, deep right field, lows to the track. He turns around. Jack Caglione stays hot. A scoreboard flipping two-run homer. His 22nd home run of the year lands in the third row of seats in right at Angel Stadium. And the Royals lead 5-4 in the top of the fifth inning.
Yeah, that was left-on-left damage right there by Jack Caglione. Lefty Sammy Peralta out of this Angels bullpen. By the way, the Angels bullpen is the one thing that has been better than the Royals this season. Okay, listen, I'm not looking down my nose at anybody. I see the 9-1-3. Hey, Vern, hard to get excited about this when you're beating a team as bad as the Angels. Yeah, I agree. Again, don't hear what you want to hear. You never heard me say anything about the 2026 Royals. I never told you to believe in the 2026 Royals. There were aspects of tonight's game that could get you excited about the 2027 Royals. Not beating the Angels. No. Don't treat me like that. Don't act like I'm someone that blows smoke up your tail. Oh, come on, we just went past midnight. You think I'm going to sit around and blow smoke up your tails? No, I could wrap this show up right now and no one would. No, I'm going to keep it a buck with you. I think I always do that. If the Royals have any hope for 2027, they need to rebuild the pitching staff at the big league level and down in AAA. Right? You need to go out and find 7 to 11 pitchers. Hopefully Nate Pearson can be one of those 7 to 11. Hopefully Steven Cruz is what this team and organization desperately needs him to be. So when you see a performance like we saw tonight from Pearson and Cruz, you're certainly not discouraged by it. I'm not saying plan a parade or give him a job, but you can be encouraged, excited. And of course, if you're not excited watching Jack Caglione, well, then you just don't want to be excited about baseball. Cags tonight, in his first plate appearance, hits a rocket to the opposite field, but it goes as a ground out. Next time up, third inning, Jack Caglione sees 5 straight changeups down and away from right-hander Grayson Rodriguez. 5 straight changeups. And he chases a few of them. In fact, he chased that 5th changeup. It was well out of the zone. But he wasn't trying to get big. Right, he had the bases loaded in that situation. Bases loaded, 1 out. He's just refusing to punch out with 2 strikes. Sure, he's expanding, but he's so big and strong, he's able to flick that changeup that's off the plate down and away. He's able to flick it into center field. just right back up the middle into center field for a two-run single. Cags, as you just heard, comes to the plate with two outs and a man on in the fifth inning and hits his 22nd home run of the season. That home run means another $50 to the Prostate Cancer Foundation, as this year we've partnered with KCUC and they're donating $50 to the Prostate Cancer Foundation for every homer the boys hit all year. Yeah, 1 in 8 men are going to ultimately face prostate cancer, and early detection saves lives. At KCUC, Kansas City's largest, most experienced, and most advanced urology team, you see the best in KC. So schedule today at kcuc.com. Yeah, Jack Caglione, 22 home runs at the age of 23. Only two players in franchise history have hit more homers as a 23-year-old. Bobby Witt Jr. a few years ago, and John Mayberry more than 50 years ago. Jack Caglione, tonight's Guaranteed Foods player of the game. He wasn't done after that two-run home run. He comes to the dish again in the seventh with a man on and one out. Hits a single to right field, and because Bobby Witt Jr. is the fastest player in the sport, he puts the pressure on the defense and scores all the way from first. We can dive into the intricacies as to why Bobby was able to score from first in the seventh inning, but we'll do that coming up in a bit. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. Again, that's 913-586-7965. We'll get to your phone calls coming up in just a second, but first I want to hear from the Guaranteed Foods player of the game, Jack Caglione, on the field after the game with Joel Goldberg of Royals TV.
And I have a million things to ask, Cags. Let's just start beyond you. The team win, the offense. Feels like you guys looked very recharged after an off day here in Southern California.
Yeah, 100%. You know, a lot of us just really kind of took advantage of it, relaxed. Felt good to get this one.
All of your bats were so interesting. I mean, that first one, he throws you five changeups. And I don't know if in the past you tried to do too much, but looked like you just stayed calm and did what you had to do and got the results. What's the mindset when a guy's throwing you changeup after changeup after changeup?
It was working. I mean, it was a really good pitch for him all night. You know, got me to chase a few times on it, even on the base hit up the middle. It was still a ball. So I think for me, I was just trying to get a ball in the air, you know, put some runs up on the board. So I was selling out to it. I was selling out to something soft and, you know, trying to just get the barrel underneath it, and thankfully found a hole.
The next at bat, you're facing a lefty that has to be impossible to see. It looked very funky from everything we were watching. What were you able to learn about Peralta and stay in there and get that home run?
Yeah, definitely facing him in the past. I believe he's a University of Tampa guy, so watched him pitch for a few years in high school. So, you know, felt good going in. You know, he's got really good stuff. Just kind of sold out to it there and got the pitch I was looking for.
Last one, and this might have been our favorite because the very rare single that scores a runner from first base, and I don't know if you distracted, I don't know if that was the intent or not, trying to get to second base, but with Bobby Witt Jr. running, it gave us shades of a play that we saw back in 2015 in the playoffs. Tell me what it's like to be at the plate, just to be able to hit a single and watch Bobby go first to home.
I like hitting behind him a lot. Anytime you put the ball in play that gets through, you know there's a chance that he'll score for you. So definitely not taking that for granted by any means. But now I knew he went to his right, or I guess his left, a good bit. And I was like, I'm going to try and push it. You know, he's got a really good arm. So once I got about halfway, I knew I didn't really have a shot. So I shut it down, and it looked choreographed, but it wasn't, unfortunately. But it worked out.
It was choreographed. No, I'm just kidding. Hey, take the credit for it. What a month so far. Great job tonight with the win. We'll see you back tomorrow.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Yeah, Cags has a hit in every single game this month. He leads the team in RBI for the season. 58 RBI. He passes Carter Jensen for the team lead. A pair of 23-year-olds battling it out to lead the team in RBIs this season. Jack Caglione, our Guaranteed Foods player of the game. Let's go to Quentin in Kansas City. Quentin, you're hitting leadoff on the Guaranteed Foods postgame show. Go ahead.
You doing tonight, Vern?
I'm well. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. I had a late night, so I actually just got off about 30 minutes ago. Was able to catch it, at least on my phone. Just kind of wanted to shout out the offense, kind of what you were saying I don't think you really lead us through by giving us false hope for the present, but more for what could happen if this is how the offense looks next year. My thing is, I mean, I'm a huge Salvi fan. Obviously, went through all, you know, grew up watching the Royals and struggling, and so those 14 and 15 lives forever with me. But I think at this point, we have enough good hitters that if he's before the 6 or 7 hole, then we're really doing a disservice to the confidence of these young guys. I think he's an unselfish enough player that next year, if we have him in the 7th hole and we have guys that we believe in and give him that confidence, like Massey and obviously the young guys and Bobby, Mikel and Vinny when they come back, I mean, I think we really do have the right kind of offense, maybe just adding one more corner guy or even kind of a platoon Lane Thomas next year. It's just obviously the pitching staff is going to be something once we saw those 2 Tommy Johns come in late. Those were unexpected, but I mean, I think I do like where the offense is looking for next year, especially if we just tell Salvi to be okay and, you know, hit that 6th hole or 7th hole and provide a lot more power than we've really ever had.
Right, right. No doubt, Q. Appreciate the phone call, and I think that was the hope. Well, shoot. That's been the hope, right, for the past few seasons, that someone would come along and make it easy for Salvi to drop in the lineup. It happened for a brief stint this season. Now, Q put Salvi in the 6th spot a few times this year. He became the first manager to write Salvi that low in the lineup since Ned Yost 8 years ago. So we saw it for a while, and then Vinny went down and Mikel went down, and it was just hard to find 5 better bats than Salvi. And shoot, I thought Salvi was the player of the month in July. But I agree with your point, Quentin, and I think that will be the case next season, opening day. You know, Jensen 1, Bobby 2, Cags 3, Mikel in the 4 spot, Vinny hitting 5th. Maybe Salvi hitting 6th. Maybe it's Massey. Maybe it's Collins. We'll see. But I'm with you. I've been with you. I can't tell you how many times I've sat right here and said, we can't keep asking a 34-year-old catcher, a 35-year-old catcher, and now a 36-year-old catcher to hit in the middle of the lineup and also ask that team to go to the postseason. Just been waiting for someone to come along and push Salvi down in the lineup. Now, Salvi hits 48 home runs in 2021, 2022, 2020. You know, he's still producing. Producing better than whoever's coming along, the Hunter Doziers, the Adalberto Mondesis, the Ryan O'Hearns. Salvi was always the best option. Andrew Benintendi, MJ Melendez, we can go on and on. Now, thankfully, Carter Jensen, Jack Caglione, what we've seen lately from Michael Massey. Again, Mass today, Massey 3-for-4 offensively, drives in a pair of runs, connects on his 10th home run of the season. So actually 2 home runs tonight. So how about that? That's actually $100 being donated to the Prostate Cancer Foundation. Love it. Let's go to Chris in Kansas City. Chris, you're next up on the Guaranteed Foods postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, so you know me better as Cohen's dad. But
nice.
I just had to call in and talk to you for a few minutes. We were at the game tonight, so we took a last-minute vacation before school starts and went out. We saw the Dodgers on Tuesday. We saw the Angels tonight.
Wow.
And you know, you're dead right. There's some things to be pretty excited about going into next year. One of the things, and not to rehash Tuesday's game, but we got to see Ohtani go 0-for-5 against our pitching staff. We got to see Mike Trout with 5 at-bats today and get 1 double. So there's pieces there and there's capabilities there. And just bringing out those people and kind of shoring up that bullpen. But, I mean, that's stuff that everybody knows. Everybody's been saying all year. But what I really wanted to talk to you about was first give a shout-out to the Kansas City fans, because we go to the games in Kauffman, and you got that crowd that goes up in the top of the stadium, they take their shirts off, they're swinging around, the tarps off kids or whatever, and every single time they go, they're out there chanting, let's go Royals, and cheering on the team, right? And I think that's so great, because we were just at the Angels Stadium, and there was the biggest crowd of those guys in the top of the stadium there, shirts off, twirling them around. And you know what they're shouting? They're shouting, sell the team. And I love the fact that the Royals have not been good for a while. They've been struggling. But we have a fan base that is willing to still support the boys in blue, still come out to the games and be supportive. And I love seeing that. And I just want to give a big shout out to Kansas City for that.
Chris, nice to hear from you. I appreciate the phone call. Glad you had a good time among the 23,000 at Angel Stadium. But, again, as I'm not one to blow smoke, no, tarps off, chants fire Q and fire Alex Umwalt all the time. So, by the way, what happened to everybody that wanted the hitting coach fired? Don't really hear that anymore. Now, of course, don't hear him getting any credit for anything. And okay, that's fine, because I've never been one to give much blame or credit or praise or wag my finger at the coaches. But just curious as to why, when Jack Caglione is one of the 10 best hitters in Major League Baseball, the guy you blamed for him not immediately being a star. 913-586-7965 is our phone number if you want to address that. If you want to address Alex Umwalt. Royals win 7-6. They take the opener in Los Angeles. Seth Lugo does not factor in the decision. He goes 4 2/3 innings, giving up 5 runs on 7 hits. But Lugo is picked up by the back end of the bullpen, picked up by Michael Massey and Jack Caglione. Right now, we go back to the phone lines. Let's pick up Garrett in Olathe. Garrett, you're on the Guaranteed Foods postgame show. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my phone, Colvin. And good to see the Royals pick up a win. And of course, Jack Caglione just stays hot. What else can this kid do right now? He's on a 12-game hitting streak. He's hitting the ball 100 miles an hour. I mean, he's just a beast offensively, and I hope it continues, and I hope Carter Jensen continues to stay hot as well, and I just hope that this youth movement carries over into 2027, and that we just finish out the season strong, and hope to see you next Saturday, Vern.
All right, appreciate the phone call, Garrett. Jensen tonight, 0-for-4, he does score a run. He scores on Cags, 2-run single in the third, but Jensen, 0-for-4 with a walk and a strikeout. Jensen grinding offensively, but also catching just about every single night and balling defensively. Jensen saves Seth Lugo's bacon there in the fifth inning. Carter makes a great tag on Mike Trout at the plate to preserve the 5-5 tie in the bottom of the fifth inning. A nice one-hop throw from John Rave in right field, but a perfect tag from Carter Jensen picks up that second out at the dish. And Seth Lugo would have been charged with his 6th run, but instead he's picked up by his catcher. Let's hear what Seth Lugo had to say after the game, after his no decision, 4 2/3 innings of 5-run baseball.
That win for you first early on in the game, and then just trying to get through that third inning there when they put those runs on the board.
I thought I threw the ball pretty well. Thought I mixed my pitches well, locating pretty decently. I feel like loading the bases there was some pretty unfortunate luck. Cap shot, hit by pitch on a almost check swing and then a bunt. So you tip your hat to them for doing what they can to get guys on base. So after long bat with Trout there, probably a little exhausted, left a cutter over the middle for Chamwell to drive those in.
Can you take us through that at bat with Trout? That's 11 pitches. You pretty much had to show him pretty much all your arsenal, but you end up getting the strikeout.
Yeah, you know, he's such a good hitter. You know, I was bearing down, giving you know, my best effort on, you know, some of those pitches. You know, there's some quality changeups there. I think, you know, kind of overthrew them. You know, they were, you know, registering sinkers out there. I think I'd kill a little speed there. I'd probably get a quicker punch out instead of, you know, that long battle. But, you know, didn't give in. You know, challenged him. I wasn't willing to walk him there. So, you know, I felt proud about that. But, you know, give up the double next batter. That was pretty frustrating. But, I mean, you know, I thought the way we mixed tonight, you know, helped help some of the guys after me, you know, be able to come in and pitch well too.
For the team as a whole, to grind out this win and to snap the four-game losing streak, what can that do for this room?
I mean, you know, 1 through 9, bullpen, everybody, you know, competing out there, you know, put up good at-bats, you know, got their starter out early. I thought, you know, I thought we played a good team game tonight, and you know, hopefully it carries over tomorrow and we can win the series tomorrow and go for the sweep.
What have you made of Caglione's hot stretch here in August?
I think he's starting to understand that other teams, other pitchers are, you know, pitching to his pitching against his aggressiveness, and I think he's really starting to understand that, you know, take some borderline pitches and put together good at bats. I mean, he's getting better with two strikes. He's not making some mistakes he was making, you know, earlier in the year and last year. You know, he's turned into a really good ball player.
There you go. That's Seth Lugo with some veteran, with a veteran breakdown of Jack Caglione. Speaking of Seth Lugo and the veteran that he is, Royals, of course, are on the hook next year for $20 million when it comes to Seth Lugo. Royals also on the hook for $14 million next year when it comes to Michael Wacha. But I want to offer a little bit of clarity as to why Lugo's starts down the stretch are a lot more interesting than Wacha's starts down the stretch. Clarity provided by UMB Private Wealth. Let them provide clarity around your financial future. Let me provide clarity around your pitching future. So, okay. We know that both Wacha and Lugo are under contract next season. But for 2028, the Royals will decide whether or not Michael Wacha returns. Right? They have a club option on Wacha. So if he stinks, it's bye-bye in 2028. But Seth Lugo, the Royals might not be in charge. It actually might be up to Seth Lugo. He has an incentive. If he pitches a certain amount of innings before the end of 2027, that automatically guarantees him $20 million in 2028 when he will be a 38-year-old right-hander. If he doesn't reach that innings threshold, well, then the Royals will decide whether or not he returns in 2028. They'll have a team option on both Wacha and Lugo. Okay? But here's the problem, if you deem it a problem, I guess I shouldn't assume. Seth Lugo needs 195 innings. Well, 195 and two-thirds innings from right now until the end of the 2027 season. If he throws 195 and two-thirds innings, starting tonight, we're not including tonight. From this point on, from right now until the end of next season, if he reaches 195 frames, that triggers an automatic $20 million for the 2028 season. So Lugo has plenty of reason to gut through the rest of this 2026 campaign. Michael Wacha, man, we just want him to stay healthy. We just want Lugo to stay healthy because, of course, they're both going to be a part of next season's team. But Wacha, man, Wacha for $14 million in 2028, and that being your decision, boy, that's a lot more attractive than knowing you owe Seth Lugo $20 million, whether you like it or not. 195 and two-thirds innings from this point on. Now, for some context, Wacha, Seth Lugo this season is at 139 innings so far. And as this team has 39 games to play, you would figure that gives them another seven starts. Five innings a start. Okay, that puts him up. That means next year he would need about 160 innings. That's very doable, which means Seth Lugo is on the hook, or the Royals, rather, are on the hook for a big chunk of change for Seth Lugo 2 years from now. So a little bit of financial clarity, I guess, provided by yours truly, but ultimately provided by UMB Private Wealth. Do you know if you're going to have enough to retire? Well, if not, you're going to want to get with the team at UMB Private Wealth Management. They'll work with you to reduce the noise and provide a clear financial plan centered around your goals, your family's hopes, dreams, and aspirations. Go to umb.com/privatewealth to schedule an appointment today. All right, let's go to Justin in Oklahoma City. Justin, you're on the Guaranteed Foods postgame show. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, Vern. Good to talk to you on a great Friday night. I tell you what, that Jack Hackamore, man, he's fun to watch, isn't he? I mean, he's keeping the world relevant, even in a losing season that we've had. You know, it's been disappointing. Obviously, it hasn't worked out that we wanted the way we wanted it to. But I'm telling you, man, I truly believe that all eyes are on what this kid is doing right now. I mean, we got a lot of, you know, it's like I talked to you last week about, I mean, the bright superstars that we have in the game right now, like PCA, Bobby Witt Jr., list goes on and on. But, I mean, Jack Cagliano, man, I mean, I tell you what, man, he's making a name for himself. He's coming of age. And I was talking to the guy, you know, I think what he's going to do in the next two or three seasons, it's probably going to be probably one of the most special things other than Patrick Mahomes. And I'm not comparing what Mahomes has done for the city, but Jack Aguilon is probably the most exciting thing that's happened to Kansas City since Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and the Kansas City Chiefs. But,
oh, my God. Justin, thanks for the phone call. You're talking like Bobby Witt Jr. doesn't exist. I appreciate it. I'm with you. I love Cags, but let's acknowledge that Bobby's a better player. I mean, I asked the question to open up the show. If you could trade out any duo in franchise history, who's that duo? You give up Bobby and Cags, but you receive Beltran and, I mean, George and Willie. I mean, maybe. Yeah, I see on the text line here from the 913, Vern, if I was going to trade Bobby and Cags for anybody, it would be George Brett and Hal McCray. Okay. So long as it includes either George or Carlos Beltran, I'm not going to get angry. But man, I'm racking my brain. The closest I can get is, boy, that, man, that's tough. That's, you know, Willie Wilson, George Brett, Amos Otis, George Brett, and Salvi, and no. I mean, Bobby's a shortstop. I mean, unless we're talking about a catcher, boy, there's not a position on the field more important than shortstop. You know, center field's close, and that's why we acknowledge Carlos Beltran, but a shortstop and Bobby, I know a first baseman, right fielder, and Jack Caglione, but boy, oh boy. Yeah, I mean, you let me know on the text line, 913-586-7965. Is there any duo in franchise history that you would swap out with Bobby and Cags? And that's with the benefit of hindsight. Let me know, 913-586-7965. But no doubt about it, Justin, Jack Caglione is certainly on one. The longest hitting streak, the longest active hitting streak in Major League Baseball, Caglione batting .438 across this 12-game stretch. We'll take our final quick timeout. Get back to your thoughts right after this.
You're listening to the Guaranteed Foods postgame show with Josh Fernier. Guaranteed Foods has been helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000.
or start eating right at GuaranteedFoods.com. 96.5, The Fan. Welcome back to the Guaranteed Foods postgame show. Start eating right at GuaranteedFoods.com. This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5, The Fan.
The pitch. Massey hits it high in the air, fairly deep right field. Lowe jogs back, turns around. That ball's gone into the seats. A home run for Michael Massey, his 10th of the year. And the Royals take an early 1-0 lead in the top of the second.
Yeah, Michael Massey goes down to get a 2-2 slider. Down, well down, but in. You know, that nitro zone for the left-handed hitter. Massey golfs it over the right field wall, 400 feet, and he puts the boys in front, 1-0. They would win this game, but boy, was it ever back and forth. Thankfully, though, Royals win. They take the opener in Anaheim. Final score of 7-6. Massey's second inning home run put the boys up early, and then Jack Caglione, like a stud, steps up in the third and puts the Royals up 3-0 with his two-run bases-loaded single. And the Royals would hang on to that three-run lead for a moment. Seth Lugo starts to wear down in the third inning after an 11-pitch battle with Mike Trout. Lugo wins that battle, striking him out with the bases loaded. But there were only two outs after that punch-out, and the bases were still loaded. Well, for a time being, they were still loaded. Seth Lugo would leave a cutter in the middle of the plate to Nolan Schanuel, and he would pull it up the right field line to clear the bases and knot this game up at three. Two pitches later, Zach Neto would blast a cookie to left field for an RBI single, and the Angels would lead 4-3. That would be your score in the fifth inning. And then Jack Caglione would change the score. A two-run home run is 22nd of the season, and the Royals go back in front 5-4. Seth Lugo sees a run come across to score in the fifth. Thankfully, Carter Jensen makes that tag, and it's still a 5-5 game after the fifth inning. Angels would take the lead as Alex Lang gives up a solo job to Josh Lowe. And the Royals are now down 6-5 at the end of the sixth inning. But in the seventh, Jack Caglione ties it up with an one-out RBI single, and then Michael Massey with two outs and Cags on third. Michael Massey gets 92 in his kitchen, and he turns it around and rips it to right field for an RBI. It turns out to be the game-winning RBI. Michael Massey's 41st RBI of the season. And how about this? Of those 41 RBIs, 22 of them have come with two outs. Royals win 7-6. Let's hear what Michael Massey had to say after the game to the microphones of Royals TV.
When you see what Jack Caglione has done this month, just how nice is it and fun to see him continue to just grind out at bats and with his 12-game history just perform for you guys?
Yeah, it's awesome. It's not surprising, right? He's a really good player. He's really talented. He works really hard. Has a really good process. So, when you see those results kind of play out from when you get to see behind the scenes, it's not surprising by any means.
Take me through that at bat for that home run. Obviously, the pitch was well below the strike zone, but you're able to, you know, get off of it and get it out of there.
Yeah, no, he's got really good stuff. Good heater. He's quick. Quick to the plate. Big extension. So, just two strikes there, trying to battle and see something a little deeper, and had something kind of come into the arc of my swing there and was able to stay on it.
And in the seventh inning, you get the decisive run there with the RBI single. What goes through your mind doing that?
Yeah, get him in. Drive him in, get a good pitch to hit, put a good swing on it, and had a chance earlier in the game there, didn't get it done. So, lucky to get another shot and, see one fall.
You guys played the Dodgers pretty well, and you obviously didn't come away with any wins. But to grind out a win like this, to snap the losing streak, just what does it do for this room?
Yeah, it's always good to win in this league. That's what we get paid to do. So, obviously things didn't go the way we wanted to, against the Dodgers. And, that's part of being a professional. You got to bounce back, put it in the past, and just keep playing hard, which is what we've been doing all year. So, definitely good to get a win.
When they're throwing so many lefties at you guys.
There you go. That's Michael Massey after the game. Royals swept the Angels at Kauffman Stadium, so by taking tonight's opener, they clinch the season series with the Halos. Let's go to Kathy out in Los Angeles. Kathy, you're on the Guaranteed Foods postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. The only two that I would possibly replace Keggs and Bobby Witt would be Moose and Haas, only because the two work so in sync together at third and first. Uh-huh. And that's the only reason I would ever choose those two to replace those two. But Keggs, man, that kid, he's special. I think, you know, them bringing him up too early last year had a lot to do with why I don't think he was successful last year. But I think, wasn't Bobby not have a good first start to his rookie season either? And then look at the way he was or has been. I mean, he's absolutely amazing that nobody can compare to
Kathy,
Bobby.
It was his second season. We were in 2024, people were wondering, is he just a good player? And then July of 2024 happened, and he's been one of the best players on the planet ever since.
Bobby's amazing, and the fact that he hasn't been MVP is a shame, because he needs to be MVP, because I don't think anybody can compare to him. I'm sorry, I think he's better than Judge. Absolutely, he's absolutely better than Judge, because he can do more than Aaron Judge.
I agree with you, Kathy. Nice to hear from you. Appreciate the phone call. You know we're rooting on your Padres here in Kansas City. Nice to hear from you. Speaking of Aaron Judge, I see someone on the text line from the 913 wants to know if it's too early to start the Jack Caglione, Aaron Judge comparisons. Just because Aaron Judge is the best hitter of this generation. Like, Aaron Judge took the torch from Barry Bonds. He's in that category. He's in the Bonds, Ruth, Gehrig stratosphere. So, it's too early to compare Jack Caglione to the greatest sluggers of all time. I understand where that question comes from. I think a lot of Royals fans might not understand that Aaron Judge is in that class of slugger all time. But, you know, if you're pointing out that when Aaron Judge broke into the big leagues, he didn't necessarily hit the ground running, right? His first taste of the big leagues back in 2016, he hit .179. A small sample size, and then he won the Rookie of the Year the next season and was the runner-up for the MVP at the age of 25. But shoot, Cags won't turn 24 until next spring. So we'll see. 23-year-old to 23-year-old, okay. Yeah, you can make that comparison, sure. But Jack Caglione to what we know Aaron Judge to be, no, you can't make that comparison. I mean, you're lucky if you see more than one Aaron Judge a generation. Now, Jack Caglione, since being moved to the number three spot in this lineup, has performed like you dream your number three hitter would perform. Now, since being moved to the number three spot, he has looked somewhat similar to an Aaron Judge stat line. He's now played 43 games as the number three hitter since being moved there full time. In those 43 games, he has 37 RBIs, 14 home runs, which is basically a home run every three games. In those 43 games, as your number three hitter, Jack Caglione is batting .296 with an OPS of .926. Now, that's the thing about Aaron Judge. Not only does he have that 1,000-plus OPS, but he's also making runs at batting titles, right? He's hitting .330.
Jack Caglione not there yet, but again, hitting nearly 300 as this team's number three hitter. That ain't too shabby, especially when you have Bobby Witt Jr. hitting in front of him. Bobby, by the way, in 10 games since returning from the injured list, Bob has scored 11 runs and is batting .342. Let's go to Dan in KCK. Dan, you're next up on the Guaranteed Foods postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Josh, how you doing? Yeah, a great night for Jack. You know, driving in 5 runs and 7th inning. You look like game 6 of the 19. I mean, the 2015 ALCS when, Bobby scored all the way from first base. I think Jack was playing possum on that one to make sure that Bobby scored. And, it was a great night. And you know what I'm seeing differently of Jack this year? He isn't getting frustrated like he did last year. Josh, remember, he got frustrated, struck out, and then he did the Bo Jackson. I'm glad to see that he's getting a little bit more plate discipline and going the opposite way, you know, on the home run. So let's take care of business tomorrow. Take care of yourself, Jack. Josh.
Hey, call me Jack. I got no problem with that. Dan, you and I are cool like that. Keg's still getting frustrated. I mean, he'll still rob Gronkowski his bat after a flyout. Yeah, you still see plenty of frustration from Jack Caglione, but you also saw that from a 23-year-old Michael Garcia. I don't think it's all bad either. I like a little bit of, I like the animal inside of Jack Caglione. I've made that abundantly clear over the years. I don't want to completely tame that animal, but I don't want that animal to get himself hurt or to hurt anybody else or to beat himself up too much. Because that's the real problem with Cags. Not right now, but that was the real problem with Cags, in my opinion, is he expected perfection right out of the gate. And as Kathy pointed out, he was rushed quickly to the big leagues. Cags, as I mentioned, now leads the team in RBIs. And Cags might be moving out to right field fairly soon. Vinny Pasquantino back on his rehab assignment, playing in a third straight game tonight, 8 innings at first base. Still not much to write home about offensively, but again, I'm really not expecting much from Vinny offensively. He needs a full offseason after that hamate bone surgery. You're just not going to get classic Vinny at any point, in my opinion, down the stretch. Michael Garcia looked like classic Michael tonight on his rehab assignment, throwing out line drives all over the place. He had 3 hits. Hopefully both Michael and Vinny are back with the ball club when they return home for a 7-game homestand that opens up Monday night at Kauffman Stadium against the Sacramento A's, the Las Vegas A's, whatever. Royals can worry about the A's and another one of the bad American League ball clubs, but first things first, it's the Angels, a different bad ball club that the Royals can still look down their noses at, because the Royals are now 2 games in front of the Angels. Yeah. Royals win 7-6, and now we turn our attention to Game 2. Randy Dobnak is on the hill for the Royals. He'll go opposite a lefty. Yeah, Royals facing a southpaw once again. Reed Detmers on the mound for the Halos. It's an 8:38 first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 7:30, which means you'll have a chance to win a pair of Royals tickets tomorrow at 7:30 right here on... Nope. Actually, we're going to be on our sister station, the AM 610. Now, of course, you'll be able to find us on the Odyssey app, but just make sure you click the AM 610. Gonna have some Chiefs preseason football coming your way on 96.5 The Fan. Special thanks to Blake Schneiders back at the studio. Thanks to you for listening. Do it again tomorrow. Take care, Kansas City.
You've been listening to the Guaranteed Foods postgame show with Josh Fournier.
He's done it! Salvador Perez, number 318 in his career.
Guaranteed Foods has been helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or start eating right at GuaranteedFoods.com.
What a play! Michael Massey and Tyler Tolbert combined to get 2! 2.
Subscribe to All Things Vern wherever you get your podcasts. This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.